It's called the Urban League Shuffle.
And one, two, three, four, right, left, together, left, right, together.
But don't let them fool you. It ain't as easy as it sounds. I'm Jabulani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, Gwendolyn Grant of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City joins us. We'll talk urban empowerment, flash mobs, and the dance choreographed by the world-renowned Alvin Ailey Dance Troupe. Yeah, Alvin Ailey Dance Troupe. Told you it wasn't easy. Plus, later in the hour, hear from a couple of filmmakers trying to capture the barbecue culture in the heart of the barbecue capital of the world. That's Kansas City, by the way. These filmmakers would like to grill you about your barbecue stories. That's coming up on Central Standard after this hour's news. Good morning, Kansas City. Martha and the Vandellas song Dancing in the Streets, along with Archie Bell's Tighten Up and Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions' People Get Ready, are all believed to be thinly veiled civil rights songs. A message under a groove. Protest on the dance floor. Today, the Urban League of Greater Kansas City has taken that sensibility literally a step further. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabulani LaFall. Today, we talk about the Urban League Slide. This just in, the Urban League Slide. We mentioned that it was the Urban League Shuffle on our promos and billboards, but we have breaking news.
Yes.
It's the Urban League Slide now. And Gwendolyn Grant is here to discuss that. She's the president of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City. Now, the shuffle wasn't a realignment of executives within this civil rights organization, but an actual dance, and now it's the slide. Talk about that.
Yes. As we prepare to present this Empowerment Explosion Weekend coming up on September 14th, 15th, and 16th, we had an idea of let's come up with a dance, something that a way of celebrating the Urban League movement, and reached out to the Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey and asked them to choreograph a dance that so we could have a flash mob. And as it turned out, they choreographed a wonderful dance. It's a little bit complicated for some of us.
You have to be auditioning for Alvin Ailey to actually do it.
It appears that way for some. However, we have lots of followers in the line dancing groove here in Kansas City, and the two-steppers love the dance, and so they're learning it, and we think we're going to have a great flash mob on Friday evening.
And we have a video of what it takes to do the slide on KCUR.org. Now, is this unprecedented in the annals of the Urban League?
Well, you know, I think so, for us to have our own dance.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the Urban League slide. And but Urban Leaguers, you know, we work hard across the country to empower communities and change lives with our work and to address the various economic and social disparities. But when we get together to at our convention or when we're having our various planning meetings, we take out a little bit of time to, you know, get our dance groove on and to have some entertainment. And we recently returned from New Orleans at our national convention, and we had a big white linen party, and we had I'm trying to can't think of the guy's name right now. Dougie Fresh was the MC for this big party we had, and everybody was moving at this, you know, doing the wobble. And so that's kind of how I got the idea. You know what? We need to have our own dance.
Right.
You know,
this is not something that came up in an informal planning meeting.
No,
I resolve.
No, it was not a formal planning
slide.
Meeting.
Right.
It was just, we're going to have our own dance, you know, because when we got there and everybody was moving in the same direction. And, you know, so it is somewhat symbolic of people coming together to solve problems and work on issues. And when you're doing a line dance, you know, you have different steps, different moves you got to make, but everybody's in step, everybody's in harmony, moving in the same direction. So we thought we'd just go there with this event and have a good time.
When you first came out with the idea for the Urban League slide, formerly the shuffle, shuffle doesn't have too good a connotation in that community.
No, it doesn't. No.
But did this campaign mortify some of the older guard? Were they like, wait a minute
yes.
now? what is a slide in Urban League slide? Talk about that.
Yeah, a lot of our folks are looking at it as, okay, I'm going to be there, but I don't know if I'll be sliding.
Right.
Because it's this totally different culture. But they think it's, I think it's great. Everybody's excited about it and looking forward to it happening on Friday, September 14th at 6 o'clock at the Urban League in the parking lot.
So, Gwendolyn Grant, are you learning how to do the Urban League slide?
Yes, of course. I have to be out there now. I have been stumbling over a few of the steps, but I know I'm going to be ready on Friday night.
What is the process like as you're learning this?
Well, it's I'm going to learn it with the Alvin Ailey folks. Okay,
right.
So if you want to learn it, I know on tonight at 8:15 and on Thursday evenings at 8:15, they do a lesson up at the Alvin Ailey up at their offices in their studio on 18th and Woodland. So that's probably where I'll be tonight and next Thursday, making sure I get my steps down. But you can go to our YouTube channel at Urban League GKC YouTube and look at the video. And we have a shortened version. I think you have a long version on your site. We have a more condensed version.
Yeah, it's
our
a
site.
Very long version. Yeah, well, looks like a piece choreographed by Judith Jameson. Like that.
I know. And that's what I thought when I saw it. But all these line dancing people and two-stepping people learned it in 30 minutes.
This is a lot about activity and awareness.
At
the end of the day, though. We all love to dance, but, working out is a whole other ball game as well. So it's about health awareness.
Our event is about it's about awareness. It's about giving people the resources and the information that they need to make improvements in the quality of their life. So we start out on Saturday morning with health and fitness, our health and fitness empowerment time, and we'll have Zumba, we'll have more line dancing, we'll have health screenings, ways for people to come out and get healthy from 9 until 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, September 15th. So the music and dancing and family fun is incorporated throughout the day. But then as we move through the day from 11:30 until 3:30, we'll have a business resource expo. And so this is a time for people to come out and connect with corporate representatives from various businesses in the community to get information about employment opportunities that may exist. So you can come out, find out about how to get employed if you're looking for a job. And it's really important because today, as people pursue employment opportunities, everything is technology-based. So you don't get to put a face on your application. You go online and apply for a job. But if you come out to the employment resource session on Saturday next week, you'll have an opportunity to meet some corporate representatives face to face. So maybe then when you put your application in, they'll know, they can connect to you more easily.
And that's different from the flash mob. Of course.
That's different.
You don't want to flash mob with the employers.
No, you don't want to be flash mobbing with the employers.
Tell us
when
about
you come
the
down.
Flash mob. The flash mob
is going to take place on Friday evening, September 14th. And we have a reception at the Urban League at 5:30. And we're celebrating just to kick off this big weekend event and to thank our sponsors and supporters. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to go out into the parking lot and do the dance, videotape it, put it back up on YouTube. So you want to be a star, you need to show up.
Now, will everybody be prepared with all the steps to do the Urban League Shuffle? Some people out there doing the slide, some people out there doing the WAP, some people out there cabbage patching. Like, what's the deal?
Well, we hope everybody will be prepared to do the dance so that we have the flash mob, but we want people to come and have fun, and don't be shy. Just come, get in there. I say, if you don't have all the steps down, just try to move and look cool. Let's move with everybody else and look good doing it.
Might be prepared for some surprises as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why they call it a flash mob, I guess.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM, KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Our guest is Gwendolyn Grant, president of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City. The Urban League Empowerment Explosion takes place next Friday through Sunday at the Urban League Complex on 17th Paseo and at the Paseo Baptist Church, located at 2501 Paseo. Empowerment Explosion. An explosion of empowerment. Tell us about that theme, how you came about that.
Well, we thought that by having all of these things going on at the same time, we would want to create that sense of excitement and firing people up so that they can get some information, get some energy, and then go back out on that Monday following and you know, be empowered to stay healthy, work towards their career goals. And then on that Sunday, you know, to get their spiritual uplift with our singing preachers concert that we're going to have on Sunday at Paseo Baptist Church. So we just, you know, we think it's just going to be an explosive 2 days of fun and excitement for people.
Tell us about the singing preachers explosion. This is for pastors who can really sing.
Sang.
Right.
We should say the singing preachers, really.
Right.
Because these pastors can really sing. And this is something that we're resurrecting as one of the events that the Urban League sponsored years past through our former Urban League Guild Auxiliary. And now our Urban League Friends of Urban League Auxiliary are pushing, promoting this event to engage the faith community with the Urban League. As you know, the civil rights movement was born in the Black church, and so we want to always keep that connection with the faith community. So we have 10 talented, soulful preachers who can sing and who are also gifted with musical instruments. I'm not sure what they play exactly, but I know that Reverend Wallace Horsfield II and Eric Belt, I believe Eric Belt plays the saxophone, and they're going to do a musical piece. And then we have Reverend Jimmy Banks, the pastor of Strangers Rest Baptist Church over in Kansas City, Kansas, whose vocal skills are just absolutely amazing. He's recorded several CDs. We have my very own Pastor James Terrence of Friendship Baptist Church, Reverend John Macklin of St. James, Elder Satora Brown, George Irvin, Kim Gladney, James Madry, and Michael Brooks. And now the people in the faith community know these names.
Right.
They
it's
know
really
these
a who's who
can.
Of
these, yes,
singing pastors.
The who's who of singing pastors. You know, I ask them, is there something they teach at this theology school? Is there a special class for people to go, you know, preachers, you go and you learn all about how to preach, and then you go to another class on singing? Because these people, you know, they'll preach, and then they can break out in song and just, you know,
well,
totally.
Perhaps you can be taught to sing, but not to sing.
Not to sing. That's true.
A lot of these events, Gwendolyn Grant, have entertainment as a draw. Is this, would you concede that this is sort of the bait and switch for the larger message, like what we talked about in the beginning with the dance, with empowerment as the main focus and entertainment as the draw?
Yes, it is. It is the draw because, you know, it's a Saturday, all day on a Saturday and then on a Sunday afternoon. But there's so much involved here in this in terms of, yes, entertainment is a draw, but entertainment and the arts are also deeply embedded in our culture. And, you know, during times of slavery and during the Civil Rights Movement and here in Kansas City, the all of the spirit of 18th and Vine during Jim Crow segregation, our people had a way of dealing with those struggles through celebration, through song, through dance, through gospel, through worship. And so infusing that into this weekend is most definitely appropriate. And then, you know, what I also like about it is that it's a celebration of the arts. I mean, we have so many different forms of artistic entertainment featured on that weekend, and with the dancing, and then we have singing. We have one of our colleagues from a friend of mine, Malik Youssef, who is a composer, a poet, a producer, will be on hand. We're going to have an Urban Idol Urban Idol contest, so we can get other forms of talent to show up, and we're not restricting it to any particular thing. Like
Urban
that.
Idol. First Urban Idol. Slide, now Urban Idol.
Urban
you're going,
yeah,
all out here.
Going out urban, yes. And so we're asking people to come and share their talents with us, their gifts and their talents, but to learn as we do this in the health and fitness time. You're going to learn how to, you know, healthy lifestyles while having fun dancing, doing Zumba and line dancing. And then while we've got the Business Resource Center going on, we're going to have other types of activities at the same time and a family time. There'll be a bouncy for the kids and funnel cake, all kinds of great things happening.
Now, shifting along or sliding along into the Urban League's platform, the fall is here and children are going back to school. Education has long been the focus of the Urban League. What do you have planned in that department in the coming months?
Well, this in September, we'll be starting our the first full session of our ACT Test Prep College and Career Program called Project Ready. Our students come in and begin to work on preparing for the ACT test. We have been able to achieve excellent results with this program. On average, our students raise their ACT scores 2 to 3 points after completing our session. In addition to that, they are able to come into our Accelerated Learning Lab on Wednesday evening. To work more on closing any academic gaps that they have, to work on school projects, to start working on their college applications. So that's what's going on starting, I think, around September 22nd. And then those students will be working to prepare for the October session of the ACT. Then we start another round of that. And that program runs throughout the school year. Then we will be having our annual Infinite Scholars Minority Scholarship Fair on November 2nd here, and it will be take place over at the Kauffman Foundation. This is an amazing event. Annually, students, we have about 500 to anywhere between 500 to 700 students from across the greater Kansas City area attend the Infinite Scholars Fair and have an opportunity to interact with recruiters from historically black colleges and universities and other institutions across the country. And since its inception, we've had more than $30 million awarded to local students to attend college. So it's a big event. We're working on that right now. So that's what's on the drawing board in education.
What would you say remains the most pressing issue in the Urban Core that the Urban League is looking at and tackling right now? What's on the agenda right now for the Urban League?
Well, education education and economics. There are two issues there. So we're working on the academics, helping our students to prepare for college, careers, and life. And then on the economic front, we are working with the Urban Summit supporting an economic development summit that's going to come up in a few weeks here in September. And then helping people, connecting people with career opportunities, trying to address the need for the unemployment issues, and then working with our minority business program, minority business development, to strengthen the capacity of minority businesses in our community so that they can create jobs. So we're trying to have some impact on the economic condition of people in urban communities.
Our guest is Gwendolyn Grant, president of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City. The Urban League Empowerment Explosion will be next Friday through Sunday at the Urban League Complex on 17th and Paseo and at the Paseo Baptist Church located at 2501 Paseo. You can see what the Urban League slide is as well and check out the details of all upcoming Urban League events on our website at kcur.org, which we also have the link to their website as well, so you can get a full comprehensive view of what's sliding along in the next couple of weeks. Gwendolyn Grant, thank you for coming.